My name is Victoria Newton Ford, and I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'll be reading a poem from my manuscript in progress, which is about Black mothers and their daughters, captivity and haunting. Mitchell Ford worried about the future of her children. WMC Action News 5, February 29, 2008. Quick like an edit made to a retelling. Children wait for their mother, and without modifying any verb or noun, this could simply be as tedious as longing. I remember longing one night, or every night I was held by an uncountable turning, depends on the retelling. Once and always I was sitting on the staircase in the absence of light, my brother and sister taking turns to count the dust lingering above us, patrolling the front door, not knowing what fell was probably dead skin or tiny living things surviving in disguise and hungry, not knowing our mother wouldn't return for hours or days. Specificity makes all things kind and dependent. I could say 6, 7, 8-year-olds wait for their worried mother to come home from prison. Or I could say, when you read about life on plantations, you notice the scandalous incident is never what happens to the slave. No, it's never what happens by the tree or in the field to the children flung inside the waters. The scandal configures itself in a scene of witness. If what happens to the slave happens in the presence of another master, usually the mistress, there is a problem. So witnessing violence becomes the issue. Now the slave must rectify through punishment. Even when the master chooses to tie the knot, to raise the hand, to look, even as the masters maintain dominion over the world, which is the violence that mothers violence. Look at me. What edit might we make now to this retelling?